Today's podcast is about understanding and preparing threat models. You will understand the essential concepts of threat modeling and gain practical knowledge on using various tools for threat modeling. STRIDE is an easy-to-use threat modeling methodology developed by Microsoft. STRIDE helps in identifying threats and is an abbreviation for the following terms. Spoofing. Threats in the spoofing category include an adversary creating and exploiting confusion about the identity of someone or something. For example, an adversary sends an email to a user pretending to be someone else. Tampering. A tampering threat involves an adversary making modifications in data while in storage or in transit. For example, an adversary intercepts network packets, changes payment information, and forwards them to the target. Repudiation. Repudiation involves an adversary performing a certain action and then later denying having performed the action. For example, an adversary sends a threatening email to the victim and later denies sending the email. Information disclosure. Information disclosure threats involve an adversary gaining unauthorized access to confidential information. For example, an adversary gains a user's password using a brute force attack. An adversary gains access to a database containing payment information for many users. Denial of service. A denial of service threat involves denying legitimate users access to systems or components. For example, an adversary causes a web server to crash by sending a specially crafted TCP packet, thereby denying access to legitimate end users. Elevation of privileges. An elevation of privilege threat involves a user or a component being able to access data or programs for which they are not authorized. For example, an adversary who isn't even authorized for read access is able to modify the file as well. An adversary with a normal, non-privileged account is able to perform administrator-level tasks. While the STRIDE methodology can be used to identify threats, the DREAD methodology can be effective in rating the threats. DREAD is an abbreviation for the following terms: damage potential. The damage potential factor defines the potential damage that might be caused if an exploit is successful. Reproducibility. The reproducibility factor defines how easy or difficult it is to reproduce the exploit. A certain exploit may be very easy to reproduce, while another might be difficult due to multiple dependencies. Exploitability. The exploitability factor defines what exactly is required in order to make the exploit successful. This may include knowledge about a specific area or skills with a certain tool, and so on. Affected users. The affected users factor defines the number of users that will be affected if the exploit is successful. Discoverability. The discoverability factor defines the ease with which the threat under consideration can be uncovered. Some threats in the environment might get noticed easily, while some others might have to be uncovered using additional techniques. Thus, STRIDE and DREAD can be used in conjunction to produce an effective and actionable threat model.